This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We live in epic times, my friends. Roger Stone's Argus. This is the 28-hour live broadcast.
Front lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
1 hour down, 27 hours of live broadcast to go. And I'll be here off and on throughout the 28 hours. I'll be here this evening, early morning, you name it, and right through the 4 hours tomorrow. We have a lot of amazing guests, everybody from Billy Corgan of Smashing Pumpkins to other surprise guests joining us. You definitely want to spread this link to everyone. This is weaponized media. Roger Stone, we got 4.5 minutes left, finishing up with the different states, how you see things going. And I know you told me a few weeks ago you think you'd be 5-6 points ahead by the end of the convention. Hillary, I think, is having a lackluster convention. Even mainstream media admits that. The scandal, the emails. And I think she's mortally wounded. My gut tells me if they don't try to steal the election, they fail.
Well, Alex, first of all, I wanted to say I got this hat in preparation for going to Philadelphia. I mail ordered a Che Guevara T-shirt. I stopped bathing like the Friday before, and I was going to be out there with the demonstrators. And then it occurred to me that there was no reason to go. As I think it was Wellington said, never interfere with your enemy when they're in the process of destroying themselves.
Exactly.
So, but I did.
We both said that the last day in Cleveland on Friday, as we were saying bye, and then it was like 2 a.m. We're like, oh, yeah, no, this is too good. We don't want to go there and look like, you know, we're stirring stuff up now.
They would have falsely accused us of inciting violence, like when we were set up by that fat Turk whose name I can't recall the other day in Cleveland. So anyway,
but that little fat Turk got his butt handed to him.
in any event, you know, Trump is really on his game here. And you always have to look at both ends of the race. By that, I mean Hillary's imploding between the IRS investigation, which is enormous. And I predict that before long, you'll have a half a dozen attorney generals in hot pursuit. You'll have Bill dodging subpoenas while he tries to campaign for Hillary. It is, they have enormous, enormous problems.
Okay, other states, finishing up real quick. California, other states, how do you see this going?
Well, California is probably out of reach for the Republicans, in all honesty. However, Trump has a celebrity quality like Schwarzenegger that kind of transcends the old rules. There is no state in the country who is more celebrity conscious. I mean, Alex, I'd like to do a tour of California with you. Man, you'd rip the roof off. California is always ahead of the curve on pop culture. So I think Trump is a larger-than-life figure. Therefore, he reaches beyond conservative Republicans. Latinos, he has to make some inroads. But I'll tell you this. I know a lot of Hispanic Americans. You know what they want? Jobs.
I was about to say, California is falling apart.
Well, Jerry Brown is left holding a bag of shit. I mean, donates. The state, he's had to make great economies. The state is a basket case. And it's much better than many other states. It's just overwhelmingly, though, Alex, it's become more Democratic. Demographically, it's not the state that Ronald Reagan won twice. Far fewer white voters, far fewer Republicans. There are riper targets, in my opinion.
Okay, what are the key targets? Where are the key battlegrounds that give the victory to Trump? Because he's ahead in all the polls.
Florida is key. Ohio will be key. Michigan will be key. Colorado will be key. Iowa will be key. This is why I have been saying that it is essential that 1 million new voters be identified through a sophisticated analytics program. These people are highly motivated. They're Trump voters. Go out and register. I would say do an analysis of how many votes Mitt Romney lost, let's say, Pennsylvania by. Double that number. let's call it, for the sake of discussion.
All right, Roger, we're out of time. StoneZone.com. We look forward to speaking to you again soon. Get some rest, my friend. I've been working really hard. And sorry about your dog passing, my friend.
Anything.
All right, we'll be back with a ton of news, your phone calls, Leanne McAdoo, and our reporters on the ground from Philadelphia straight ahead.
Who's among the worst at keeping your data private? The Electronic Frontier Foundation Privacy Report says it's AT&T. AT&T customers need to know this when calling the Alex Jones 24-7 listen line at 1-605-562-9000. Big Brother is listening. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call the Alex Jones 24-7 listen line on any phone, but please don't use AT&T. For everyone else, bookmark Alex Jones listen line number today, 1-605-562-9000. That's 1-605-562-9000.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I've never offered 40% off on Brain Force, one of our best-selling products. It is a brain nootropic. 20% off Survival Shield X2, the good halogen. 20% off Super Male Vitality. We have the third edition Hillary for Prison t-shirts that are about to sell out. And we have the new Bill Rape shirt that shows Bill Clinton, and under it says the words rape. You want to trigger a minion of Hillary? This is what you wear. And we also have the new Texas-style Molon Labe with the M4. We're also setting it up at InfoWarsStore.com, where you can pay full price if you want to just support the broadcast. We have the discount. You can click it and get it 40% off, or you can pay full price. You can also sign up for auto ship and 10% off. On top of that, orders $50 or more, free shipping. There's a lot of specials. Operation Sleeping Giant, Super Sale, Fundraiser, now live at InfoWarsStore.com and InfoWarsLive.com. Or if you have any questions, you can call and order over the phone, 888-253-3139.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Is 1776. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
We have unprecedented jihad attacks exploding all over Europe, all over the UK, small children being grabbed and put in cages, just insanity. Nothing about it in our media. Western media trying to remove the names. When the first name's Ollie, they changed it to David. We have entered a 1984 system, but it hasn't totally taken over. It's like the 1984 system's here operating in total disinformation, total evil, next to what's left of the old republic. And it's not that the old republic was perfect, but compared to what they're trying to replace it with, oh my gosh, this is so obvious. We're in the middle of a globalist revolution against this country. We have these war criminals giving speeches. We've got Donald Trump's speech coming up. I'll play some excerpts of when he gave a press conference this morning. Very, very powerful. He talked about the criminal Hillary not having a press conference in 235 days, hiding with all of her activities. This is an epic time. This is a referendum on, do we return to nationalism and open free societies or globalism based on racial and religious divisions? So it is all coming up today, ladies and gentlemen. We have a 28-hour broadcast. We are now 26 hours and 50 minutes into this, or we're now an hour and 9 minutes in, so we've still got 26-plus hours left in the global transmission. Infowars.com/giant to find the free video feed, audio feeds, backup YouTube feed, and it's so important in the InfoWar that everyone get that link and send it to local talk stations, send it to their pastor, send it to their neighbor, show it to their employees, show it to your boss, spread the word. If you're listening on local AM and FM or TV stations and cable stations, a lot of which are carrying it, thank them for carrying it, and also spread the word that the show is on. And many stations are deciding, I've been told, this happened the last few years, to carry more of the broadcast later in the evening. We're also fundraising today, and we are doing sales. And I keep saying biggest ever, because we're getting to be the discount store, not just high quality, but high quality is discounted. Because, I mean, I'd rather sell, 100 cheeseburgers at a lower price and end up being able to get more money to fund ourselves than sell 50 cheeseburgers at a higher price, but, make less money. It's cute. It's that metric. We have a big enough audience to do that, so we're so competitive. Normally $29.95 for the nutraceuticals that are in BrainForce, which is emblematic of the Sleeping Giant Awakening, an incredible product. Try it for yourself. These compounds are so good for your brain. It just blows away the competition. 5-star reviews on third-party sites. 40% off. Normally $29.95. It's now $17.76. That's a little over 40% off, but we just say 40 because that makes like 40 point something. But $17.76 is how much it is right now. Free shipping on orders $50 or more. Sign up for AutoShip. Additional 10% off. You'll get it at cost with AutoShip. We got 20% off all Pro Pure water filters. Already the best system out there. Already super competitive pricing. Gravity fed. Use it anywhere. 30% off all the Survival Shield X2. That's huge. 30% off Super Male and Female Vitality. 20% off all Survival Seed Vaults with the widest selection. 20% off all shirts, like the Made in America, Come and Take It, or the Hillary for Prison. 30% off Liver Shield and many other products at InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsLife.com. And this is just part of one more way we raise the capital to not just stay at the level we are. We've got to get probably 6, 7, 8 more people and have the money to have our crew go out and cover things. And we're dominating coverage. We're changing the global narrative. We're having the biggest effect, quite frankly, of anybody out there, thanks to all of our folks that are helping us, like DrudgeReport.com and others. But you are the key. The listeners that spread the links, that send out the podcasts, that send out the video links, you are the key to all of us. I want to thank you and salute you. It is so humbling when I go out to Cleveland and other areas to shake your hand. And it felt so good to be there at those rallies where you'd have a third of the people being Black Americans and probably 20, 30% being Hispanic. I mean, I'm telling you, there were less white people when you counted the, quote, minorities. We're all just human beings, and we want lower taxes. We want a Second Amendment. We know the globalists are eugenicists, heating hospitals around the world with dead babies and selling their body parts. Now, Leanne McAdoo is just popping in because she's going to be hosting a lot today. Then I'm going to go to David Knight, then to your phone calls at the bottom of the hour, on everything that's happening, the epic state of the world, what's happening with Black Lives Matter, these Black Lives Matter groups getting up and saying, no whites at the front of the line, whites to the back. These videos are on InfoWars.com. Black and Hispanic Americans being shot and attacked if they tell people they support Trump. The weaponization of the media. 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. And we're now over an hour and 14 minutes in the 28-hour broadcast. I cannot tell you how critical it is to spread that link. Leanne McAdoo, drug you in here as you were back there doing research. You were making some really great points and actually pounding your hand on the door angrily. I rarely see you this angry. It's good to see this energy. I mean, you always have great energy, but wow, watching the DNC last night, David Knight's inside of it. We're about to go to him in that collectivist rat nest.
The Vipers in, yeah.
I mean, why are you so fired up?
Well, I just, coming off what you just said, how incredible it was to be out there in Cleveland at the RNC and to see people from all backgrounds there just supporting us, supporting liberty. And then you go and look at what's happening at the DNC, where they are actually fighting, trying to bang through the gate there. Let us in. You rigged the system, And all the media was out there at the RNC just looking for whatever kind of little protest they could to, like, jack it up and say, look,
even the Democrats' own minions are coming after him because even they know that's the power structure.
Yeah. I mean, and it's just like now that you actually have these people out trying to break this fence.
We have video of them climbing it.
Yeah. No, climbing it, setting flags on fire, like tons of flags, pushing police, violently pushing the police back, jumping on their cop cars. You don't see that. The media was like all either they were afraid, they were inside, afraid of the monster that they had been coddling and creating for the last couple of years, or they just want to, at the DNC.
That's right. Frankenstein is on the loose.
Right. Well, and the DNC is really pushing this narrative that America's already great. Why was Trump being so dystopic? America's already great. Totally ignoring the fact that it's like a war zone right outside.
And with even cooked numbers, 1.8 growth, folks, we've been in a depression for a long time. It's just not equally distributed. We're going to come back to you, Leanne, and make more of the points you were talking about. Madeleine Albright, this what do you call them, a parade of criminals?
Yes, it was the party of crooks. They stood true to who they are. I mean, it was like a whole criminal lineup last night.
David Nine, I know you're chomping at the bit, my friend. You've been inside that nest for since Sunday. This is like day three for you. What are your observations?
David Nine in Philadelphia, the Democrat National Convention. Alex, yesterday we were there as they were doing the roll call vote because we wanted to see the reaction of the Bernie supporters as the votes were being called out. And one of the places that they were focused on, of course, is California. They knew there was a lot of opposition there. The DNC had strategized beforehand they would have a lot of Hillary supporters right next to the loud and boisterous Bernie supporters, which they did. So you saw essentially two high school teams cheering very loudly against each other as that was going through. And then you had the massive walkout of the really hardcore Bernie supporters as that was going through. And we tried to get down to those guys. We missed most of them. We did talk to some of the people who were not as upset about it. They thought they could find some common ground with Hillary. And if you say that report that I put out with a couple of delegates from New York, it was absolutely, in my mind, totally delusional. They understand, as I point out to them, you know, Bernie has been authentic on these issues for decades, just as Trump has been authentic on trade and other issues. Yet Hillary has been on the other side of these issues that they say are vital to them, banks, as well as the trade agreements. And they said, well, we think that we're going to be able to convince her. And I said, no, she has tens of millions, hundreds of millions of reasons not to listen to you. And they said, well, we have millions of reasons as well. So what they think they're going to do, Alex, is they think they're going to go out and have demonstrations and protests, and that's going to bend Hillary Clinton to their will.
Yeah, because that stopped her stealing the nomination. She's going to go for broke, bringing us into the world government.
That's right. That's right. And, you know, I think it's interesting, Alex, to see how the media is taking the mask off. You know, we had this morning, Joe Biden went on Morning Joe with Joe Scarborough, former GOP congressman. They gave Joe Biden a 30-second standing ovation. Can you imagine that on a television show? 30 seconds, and the journalists are giving them a standing ovation.
Even state-run media in China acts like they're not state-run and doesn't do that crap.
Exactly. But I see that, Alex, as a positive sign. You know, we reported about this in the bleachers on the first night as they were handing out all the different posters for each individual speaker to the press seating area. And the press was eagerly gobbling this up and waving their signs and cheering as the individual speakers came up. And you look at it and it's like, okay, fine. The mask is off. If we lose this pretense of being completely neutral and objective, I think that's, in the long run, a positive thing. They can't maintain that.
I agree. This is a victory. Populism is rising. Even if they steal this, they're in deep trouble. So folks shouldn't get disheartened. But listen, Stone doesn't want to go too far and make people feel overconfident. But the truth is, internal polling across the board, and this isn't from Stone, this is from other folks, is showing big leads. He's 7, 8, 9, 10 points. It's getting wider. Florida is landsliding for him. Some think California's even in play because if 30-40% of the Bernie people go for Trump, it's game over. And so we need to target the Bernie people like never before and say, listen, you've been totally screwed. Don't be morons here.
They're calling you ridiculous. They're saying, okay, you're being ridiculous now, thinking you're going to turn this thing.
And they're confiscating their signs and beating them up.
Right, and they might not even be getting access now, from what I was looking at Twitter, that they took their credentials away. So maybe they're not even going to get back in there after the little protest stunt.
David, we're going to break, but I want to ask you this when we come back. In your gut, what do you think they're going to do? I mean, if Hillary stole, I want to ask you this too, Leanne. If Hillary stole the nomination in broad daylight, naked, I mean, this is like robbing, you know, a bank in slow motion in front of everybody at the World's Fair. Okay, I mean, she's in front of God and everybody doing this. what's to keep her from everything else? So when we come back, we're going to talk about that. And we're also going to talk about other shoes to drop. What other emails the Russians or whoever the fairy godmother is that are releasing these are going to do that. Leanne McAdoo, David Knight in the studio with me. Your phone calls are coming up at 800-259-9231. It's part of Operation Sleeping Giant. We're now into hour number two of 28 hours of live global transmission that ends tomorrow at 3 p.m. Central Standard Time. Spread that link, Infowars.com/giant.
Today, I became a biophoton woman. I put a tablespoon of the Andreas 5-seed oil in my morning's One World Way drink and was still happy and energized at 3 p.m. Normally, I feel tired and spacey at the end of the day, but today I felt energy and very clear. My friend at the farmer's market asked what I was on. She said my eyes looked bright and I had unusual energy for that time of afternoon. I told her there was a magical oil that enabled my body to absorb the sun's energy as if I were a plant. She said, I want some. The second One World Way shake with the oil when I got home took me to bedtime with that wonderful, abundant energy. I couldn't believe how much I got done and how great I felt. The combination of One World Way and 5-seed oil produced a significant health event in my life, the kind that makes you feel you've been given your life back with a bonus, and I'm 64.
5-seed oil and One World Way for your fantastic health. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com.
I've never offered 40% off on Brainforce, one of our best-selling products. It is a brain nootropic, 20% off Survival Shield X2, the good halogen, 20% off Super Male Vitality. We have the third edition Hillary for Prison t-shirts that are about to sell out. And we have the new Bill Rape shirt that shows Bill Clinton, and under it says the words rape. You want to trigger a minion of Hillary? This is what you wear. And we also have the new Texas-style Molon Labe with the M4. We're also setting it up at InfoWarsStore.com where you can pay full price if you want to just support the broadcast. We have the discount. You can click it and get it 40% off, or you can pay full price. You can also sign up for auto ship and 10% off on top of that. Orders $50 or more, free shipping. There's a lot of specials. Operation Sleeping Giant, super sale, fundraiser, now live at InfoWarsStore.com and InfoWarsLive.com. Or if you have any questions, you can call and order over the phone, 888-253-3139.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Honey, I'm really worried about our retirement funds.
Oh, me too. We lost so much value in the recession and the stock market. I'm worried we won't have enough to retire.
Jim next door told me that he had set up a new kind of IRA with a gold silver group. He said how simple and safe it was. It's a private storage IRA, and we could have real gold and silver in our hands.
Really? You mean we can actually see it and touch it?
Absolutely. Jim said we could have all the benefits of an IRA to help build our retirement income. Bottom line, we would own a real tangible asset, and we would have the security of knowing we're protected no matter what the economy does. What do you think?
I think we need to find out how to get our own private storage IRA. We need to call the Gold Silver Group right now.
Are you ready to protect your future? Call 800-421-3432 now to find out how easy and safe it is to set up a private storage IRA with Gold Silver Group and find out how you can qualify for up to $700 in free silver. All transactions are privately delivered and fully insured. Please call us now. 800-421-3432. 800-421-3432.
Welcome back to continued live coverage of the coronation of Queen Hillary. You can't believe I'm just here calmly talking about her openly stealing the nomination. They tried it with Donald Trump and it failed. That really tells you something about where the real insurrection is. It's in the Republican Party, as I've been saying for years. The Democrat Republicans have been caught on tape with the Clintons meeting, Obama meeting, with the Republicans saying we got to combine forces with the National Chamber of Commerce that helps ship our jobs overseas and the Republican establishment and the Democrats to block a populist insurrection in the Republican Party, the Tea Party. And I see footage that we were just airing during the break. A lot of our breaks are just actually information, not just ads, of our crew in Philadelphia. And I'm talking a large percentage of people are Hispanic and black and Asian, and they're just having a great time with all these evil white people talking about free market and freedom and absolutely articulating real issues. They've done everything they can to say the Tea Party's racist so that minorities don't feel like they have a place at the table. It's a total hoax, and I see the hoax under Trump collapsing. Because the truth is, he's always been inclusive. The guy 30 years ago got criticized by conservatives because he was inclusive of gays and was an advocate for people to have equal rights. The truth is, Trump's a great guy, and that's why they hate his guts. Leanne McAdoo, then back to David Knight.
Well, yeah, I actually got in a fight with one of my friends just trying to explain how Trump was one of the first people that opened up his golf course decades ago and said, well, what the heck? Of course black people and minorities can join my private club. What do you mean? You know, but nobody wants to talk about that.
The first golf courses he built, he did that, and it was just unheard of. I can't really believe that even goes on.
No, it still goes on. There are still clubs that do not allow minorities to join. I mean, that's a fact.
Gambling's illegal at Bushwood.
So, well, I just want to, you know, I don't know how long we want to get into this.
But we have more time in the next segment, I'll finish up. Go ahead.
Everyone just needs to take a look at what's going on at the DNC and just acknowledge that like attracts like. So here you have the RNC. People were peacefully protesting. There wasn't a lot of chaos, mayhem. Like you said, there was people just actually having conversations. But then you go to the DNC and you have people outside, complete mayhem. And on the inside, they have a complete criminal lineup trying to convince
us. And then we had communists come after us and try to block us. But we did, and it was and the only violence we did have was the young T's, the young jihadis coming after us as well.
Well, I mean, talk about the media kind of showing its true colors. I mean, they're set up in the YouTube studios on the YouTube set.
Sure. So answer my questions. Like? We'll come back into the other issues. I want to get David's take on this. Going back to David, what do they do? A false flag? An assassination attempt? Steal the election? I mean, what are they going to pull? It's clear that Hillary is collapsing with the narrative that she's a criminal with the foundation and the emails and the new emails. And even Democrats are saying, oh, my God, she's super corrupt. I mean, I see her really collapsing right at her launch point.
Alex, the new R word is not racism, but Russian. They're trying to lay that on Donald Trump about these leaks. And, of course, the obvious thing is to distract from the content. And say, well, who did this? You know, as we've seen that done all the time before with the NSA whistleblowers, with Ed Snowden, they don't want to talk about what was actually revealed about their criminal actions. Instead, they want to talk about who revealed it and make a criminal out of them. But, Alex, there's something that is far more dangerous and subtle about that. I think there is a subliminal message of propaganda pushing back against Donald Trump because, of course, his message has been America first.
Having a Skype problem there. I'm guessing you're going to say the truth is he's really a Russian agent. The truth is he doesn't want to go, you know, against foreign adversaries. No, the truth is the globalists are using us to take over countries when it hurts our interests and other interests. Globalism is bad. Go ahead.
Well, what they have seen here is that first night, and of course they started using the Russian narrative before that, but, you know, they continue to use.
Sure. So what's the subliminal?
Well, the subliminal is that they don't want people to see Donald Trump as being America first, as pro-American, mm-hmm. as patriotic, because the Democrats, that's their issue, right? That's their weakness. People understand right. that they don't want to put the American flags on their stage. And that's what we saw the other day. So what they do is they fight against Trump by saying, oh, look, he's on Russia's side. They're helping him. Well, she helped Russia. Right. She released our most secret documents to Russia in order to help herself because she had private secrets.
That's right. That's right. Thank God the Russians are releasing the carbon tax fraud. Thank God they're exposing the fact that this woman's a criminal and stole our election. But that's shameful. The Russians have to do our media's job. I mean, we don't need the emails to know they stole it. She stole it in front of God in the world.
Right. If they are doing that, she's the one that allowed
it. It's
the Russians.
It's pretty much the Russians.
Well, whatever it is, Alex, you know, Julian Assange, who's with WikiLeaks, said, in his opinion, Trump was unpredictable, but he said Hillary Clinton is totally predictable and problematic. Mm-hmm. He says she is against free speech. She wants to shut down everything in terms of free speech, and she is a war hawk.
She's a war hawk.
Of course, if you remember back some of the other leaks that Wiki put out, Manning leaks, showing the way the war was being conducted, other issues in terms of the invasion of Libya and Hillary Clinton's State Department policy there. He's been exposing this kind of stuff, and WikiLeaks has been exposing it for quite some time.
That's right. So, they know she's bad. We'll be right back. We'll finish up with David Knight and Leanne and your calls.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Dr. Otto Warburg won the Nobel Prize for discovering how cells breathe. He also discovered how normal cells turn into tumor cells. He discovered the one prime cause of cancer was cellular oxygen deficiency. Dr. Joanna Budwig built upon the work of Dr. Warburg and discovered how to feed the cells to overcome this oxygen deficiency. She found that it was the sulfur in the cottage cheese that when mixed with fresh pressed flax oil, that the flax oil would become emulsified and more readily absorbed. Flax oil delivered in this manner was able to restore oxygen transfer to all cells of the body. Now there's a new method of pressing seed oils that produces the highest quality, zero oxidation, undamaged seed oils. The results on these seed oils alone are amazing. Now add our Life Force Enhanced One World Whey Protein Powder that is much higher in the sulfur amino acids than cottage cheese is, and you have a winning combination to confer health and energy like never before. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
I've never offered 40% off on Brain Force, one of our best-selling products. It is a brain nootropic, 20% off Survival Shield X2, the good halogen, 20% off Supermel Vitality. We have the third edition Hillary for Prison t-shirts that are about to sell out. And we have the new Bill Rape shirt that shows Bill Clinton, and under it says the words rape. You want to trigger a minion of Hillary? This is what you wear. And we also have the new Texas-style Molon Labe with the M4. We're also setting it up at InfoWarsStore.com where you can pay full price if you want to just support the broadcast. We have the discount. You can click it and get it 40% off, or you can pay full price. You can also sign up for auto ship and get 10% off on top of that. Orders $50 or more, free shipping. There's a lot of specials. Operation Sleeping Giant, super sale, fundraiser, now live at InfoWarsStore.com and InfoWarsLive.com. Or if you have any questions, you can call and order over the phone, 888-253-3139. If you ever wanted a great deal on a powerful solar generator but were waiting for an outrageously low price, you are not going to want to miss this important message. Here's why. My friends, we already see major power grid problems, and it's getting worse. So please listen. Solar generators really do provide life-saving electrical power. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run silently, emit no fumes or gases, and produce electricity from the sun. Whether it's dangerous summer storms, blackouts, intensifying civil unrest, you're not going to have to suffer through it like the rest of the sheep. And here's the best news if you want to get one this week. Solutions from Science has a big sale on their fast charge solar generators, and they're giving away a couple thousand dollars worth of off-the-grid gear in addition to the low price for InfoWars listeners. So it's a good time to check it out. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com. It's a great opportunity to generate maximum electricity with minimum money. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com.
Listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Waging war on corruption. Coming to you live, deep in the heart of Texas, in FEMA Region 6. Broadcasting worldwide with our amazing InfoWars team on the ground in DNC 2016, Philadelphia. Leanne McAdoo here with me. She's going to be hosting for several hours coming up later tonight. The full schedule's up on InfoWars.com/giant, and we're doing giant sales throughout this. It is a marathon broadcast, super sale fundraiser. You can make donations on the shopping cart and on the site and at the website, InfoWars.com/giant, if you want to give straight to the movement. Or you can just go get amazing products, whether it's Super Male Vitality or Female Vitality or Brain Force. It's 40% off. It's $17.76. That's actually more than 40% off, but we just say 40 because it's like 40 and some change. It's a lost leader sale. Brain Force has hundreds of independent five-star reviews. You really owe it to yourself to try it. The formula uses natural brain activation ingredients like L-theanine and alpha-GPC that you can feel. Some of the ingredients in Brain Force are prescription drugs in Europe. This is the real deal. Get Brain Force for $17.76, down from $29.95 at InfoWarsLife.com. During the Operation Sleeping Giant Super Sale fundraiser before we sell out. And you can go read the five-star reviews here. Awesome product by Val in Lima, Peru. It's my second day, but I can say I do feel its power. Yesterday when I took two capsules, I felt the effects within an hour. It's strong and very effective. Yeah, don't give Rob Dew two of them.
That's all.
He's a really sweet guy. So I mean, I'll be honest with you. If you're exhausted, you tell you're going to be awake, but it's we're not playing games here. Continuing, feeling tired and groggy, Patrick, in an undisclosed location, five-star review, says, Brain Force is a game changer. You can actually feel the herbs working to clear your mind and put some pep in your step. I feel like I have a new, young, and healthy brain again. Not sure what the active ingredient is in this product, but I love it. Well, you can read the bottle. It's actually got compounds that are building blocks of the brain. It's got some great, clean herbs that are known to cleanly give you energy. It's got a little bit of green tea, too, but that just helps supercharge the neurons. But that's only an activator. You don't want to just activate neurons. You want to give the brain building blocks, is the way it's all described by Dr. Griff. All I know is, you know, even the nutraceutical Nazis, even the supplement Nazi sites love it. And they go, wow, there's similar formulas for like $80. And the industry says, Alex, everybody else marks it up seven times. You mark your stuff up 50 to 100%. And I'm like, I mean, the average is 5 to 7 times. Our average is about 100%.
And we use much better quality.
Well, absolutely. I mean, you know, that's why this is such high quality. And people go, yeah, there's folks selling basically the same thing we're selling, close to it, for $75. And it's not even as good as our formula.
Right.
And it's just like, it's crazy. I mean, I wouldn't be having to do fundraisers, though, I guess, if I did, like, put some huge price tag. Everybody thinks it's like God. Like, this must not be good. It's $17.76.
Right.
Well, yeah, and it's like we're making, like, $3 on it. You know, the point is, I want to sell 50,000 bottles, not 1,000 bottles. So that's going on InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or call toll-free if you want to just call and donate or call and ask questions or order the products. Huge discounts on hundreds of items, some of them as high as 40%. InfoWarsStore.com, free shipping on orders $3 or more, and we have 10% off additionally. That still holds anything you sign up for auto ship, like the non-GMO, super high quality, high mountain, Chiapas Mexican coffee. Personally, it's like Guatemalan coffee, but better. Totally organic, volcanic soil. Whether it's the there's a lot of products that obviously you want to put on reorder, like the nutraceuticals and things. And again, I want to thank you all because the success of InfoWars is your success, and I want to thank you. Our AM and FM affiliates, our cable affiliates, our UHF, VHF affiliates. I want to thank the listeners. I want to thank God. I want to thank my mother for praying for me, my grandmother who's 91 years old. I want to thank everybody for putting up with me. Sometimes it's a train wreck, including my crew. And I put up with them. But we're all one human family that has red blood fighting the technocrats that think we're animals. David Knight, I want to give you a few minutes to finish up and tell us what else you think is coming up. And then I want to go back with some final comments from Leanne and then go to some phone calls. But I've got to say, I'm not putting a pretty face on this, and I agree with you. And then I want to get your take on this, Leanne. The question, what will they pull to try to derail this? That's what everybody should be thinking right now. Get in the mind of your enemy. I think it was Lord Wellington that he was quoting earlier, Stone, don't ever interrupt your enemy while they're destroying themselves. It was Sun Tzu said, you have to get in the mind of your enemy. You have to think like your enemy. You have to be your enemy. And that's what I do. Napoleon Bonaparte also said, never interrupt your enemy when he's making a mistake. I think they both kind of said it back at each other, but it really goes back to Sun Tzu. If you read that little book, he said that the enemy's already screwing up and things, kind of let him go for a while, you know, and see how long that plays out. Sometimes they might collapse without you even having to attack them.
Right.
So those are just some of the rules to that. But David, the worm has turned. Again, they can't put Humpty Dumpty back up there. They said to steal this out of their arrogance, they had to, you know, go in there and do this, and it's this tottering group that looks like they're reanimated corpses. You're in there personally. You have the useful idiot followers with, you know, the looks of dumb children in their eyes. I feel sorry for them, but when I see the party apparatchik, and I see them talking to each other, it just radiates disingenuousness, just backstabbing, dishonor. It gives me the creeps.
Well, Alex, as we're talking to these different delegates that were for Bernie, and they want to see the TPP stop. They understand what's going on with that. And as I pointed out to one guy, I said, you know what, you and I disagree on a lot of issues. But we're not going to be able to even have a voice in this in the future if we turn over our governance, our sovereignty, to foreign multinational corporations and a committee that's going to rule this and is going to be able to rewrite the rules. You know, Senator Sessions is the only one who read the TPP, and of course he's been the advisor to Donald Trump since last August. He pointed out that the TPP and the rest of these trade, like TTIP for one with Europe, these are living documents. They have provisions that allow these small committees to alter them, to include China, to include other nations at will. They can alter the terms of this to manage our economy, but also to manage many other aspects of our government here.
And again, we're just calmly talking about Europe and the U.S. being signed on to secret global treaties.
Yeah.
And then we're the extremists for talking about it. Go ahead.
Well, they understand that. And yet they think that they can have some influence on Hillary Clinton, who has been with this all of her life. And Wall Street is ecstatic about not only Hillary Clinton, but her VP pick, Kane. And so I think what they're going to see, Alex, what she will throw them as a bone, is she's going to talk a lot about gun control for the left. She's going to talk about some of these social issues, because those are some things that she can throw them as a bone. But the key fundamental issues that they're going to lose control of the country if they don't understand this is going to be the trade issues. You know, as they were going down this roll call yesterday, and as part of the state pride, you know, back in North Carolina, we've got these license tags that say first in flight, because we had the Wright brothers did their flight there, Kitty Hawk. So there's this Guinness Book aspect of the states as they're going, giving people a flavor of their states. But most of what they focused on with the Democrats was the first person of this color or this sex or whatever to do this or that, to get elected to this position. They're absolutely, totally out of touch with another real first. And that was the first time in our living memory, okay, for hundreds of years, since Islam was taken out of Europe for the first time after they invaded it, for the first time we had a priest executed by Muslims in a church. That was a first. And we've gone now 2 days without them talking about this issue. So I think it's going to be a real hard thing for them, Alex, if they try to do some kind of a false flag or to try to get a control of this, because they are already not seen as the people who are part of the solution. They're seen as the people who are bringing in the terrorists in massive numbers and bragging about it. We had John Kerry, the last day of Ramadan, talking about how he brought in six times more people from Syria.
And Hillary wants to accelerate it by five times. And just to add here, David, the point you make, listeners have to hear this. It's so central. This is so key. They're getting rid of achievement of having liberties, having freedoms, having private property, having free association, having free will. And now it's the collective, the first person of this or this person of that or this statistic on that, because they're taking innovation. They're taking prosperity. They're taking real rights away and giving us all these things the globalists don't care about. This is total and complete engineering. And then you look at the fruits of what the Democrats have delivered to their constituents. They're all, on average, worse off, because the globalists want them dependent. This is a plan. It's not just that they're mismanaging. So I'm really concerned about false flags, assassination attempts, you name it. David Knight, 60 seconds, and we're going to go back to McAdoo, and you can continue with your great reporting.
Well, Alex, I think that when we look at what's happening again, we need to understand that what they're trying to do with this push with Russia is not only to avoid the dark secrets that have been exposed about their collusion and rigging of the electoral process or collusion with the media, but they also wanted to subtly push this idea that Trump isn't for America first. We know that that's a central issue, and I believe that he's authentic on it. The guy that I talked to was absolutely surprised when I told him that Donald Trump had been opposing NAFTA for 30-some-odd
years. And the Iraq War.
Sending out ads in the New York Times.
And the Iraq War. David Knight reporting
from
the DNC there in Philadelphia. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you.
All right, McAdoo, I want to get your final comments and let you go get ready, because I know you're doing a lot of research and helping the show. And just appreciate your amazing work you did there at the RNC. But just to add to what he's getting at here, I even got blindsided by this Islamic tidal wave. I mean, I don't support what radical Islam does. I don't support what dominant Islam does, Orthodox Islam. I mean, it's in a major radicalization phase that's taking over right now. I thought the elites would use the attackers to take our freedoms. No, they are really planning to bring in millions and millions more and make us submit to them, because that's just another form of authoritarianism. And then, like, it's some form of hospitality. We send all our kids to Islamic training. Germany's making it law now and put martial law on the streets. Germany's now announced that troops to stop Germans protesting. I mean, this is unprecedented. Since the fall of Hitler, there's been a German law that you can't have troops on the street policing the people. Duh. They're doing it and saying it's for the Germans. This is sick, high treason. Why would the elite of the West want to butcher this open, laissez-faire, libertine society that is true liberalism? I mean, as a true liberal, I find it horrifying. I mean, as someone that spoils my daughters, that has spoiled the women in my life, as someone that is all about true freedom, to be called a fascist, a racist, and then to watch our enemies cavort and align with the worst scum of the planet.
Right. Well, I mean, that's what we're seeing there. They're the party of gaslighting. Okay. They have everyone completely convinced that they're the good guys. I mean, while they have a whole entire criminal lineup rolling out, telling you why you need to vote for Hillary, the most criminal candidate that's ever run. It's like when you catch your boyfriend cheating, right? And then he turns around and blames you for violating his privacy because you went into his phone. Like, how dare you? Oh, you know, it's like, no, you cheated on me, right? So they totally twist this game around, get everyone's minds all twisted, and they're the party of opposites. I mean, I just could.
Mind control.
Total mind control, total opposites. And, you know, you say, well, how could they do this? How could they destroy liberty? It's just like in the movie The Hunger Games. They have the capital of Pan Am where all the elite, they're in there gorging themselves, loving everything. And meanwhile, out in the district, it's all socialist, communist, people are suffering. But they don't care because they're living the high life. And that was exactly what it looked like.
And then they act like they're the communist up on the top with red carpets.
Right.
And then tell those of us producing we stole something. We're like, what? Right. I'm employing 50-something people, paying them well. What the hell are you doing, jackass?
Right, and they roll out, like, Mike Brown's mom from Ferguson, the moms of the movement. They have them speaking in the lineup last night. But meanwhile, all of the protesters and the people that they've activated out of Ferguson are outside trying to bang the gates down saying, let us in, you scumbags. So it's like, hey, wait, well, all the people that you say you represent are right outside. Why don't you go talk to them and see how they feel about you rigging the election?
And by the way, the Republicans, as you said, had the gates to get in 30 yards from the entrance.
Right.
They have this, Knight's telling me, almost 2 miles away. He says it's, with all the equipment, exhausting. He's almost just 4 miles, because
right.
You know, the iPhone can tell you how far you've gone. It's almost 4 miles, he was saying to me.
Wow. Yeah, and that's the thing is we...
You got to go back and forth 4 miles.
Right, and they shut down the shuttles that take people there because they were afraid that they were going to have protesters getting in.
And I guess they do, because we never got to the really dramatic footage of people climbing over.
Oh, climbing over, attacking the cop cars. I know Joe Biggs was right there in the thick of it, as usual. He pinned it to your profile last night, where they're just all over the cop cars. The cops are... I mean, it's at this point, it's like...
Yeah, go to Joe Biggs' Twitter, folks.
Who are you even protecting at this point? It's almost like you guys need to get back out and save yourselves, because these protests are...
Listen, if I was the cops, I'm going to be honest with you. If I was the police, because, I mean, the average cop I know, hardworking people put their lives on the line. Sometimes you run into a crazy, arrogant guy on a power trip, and the other cops hate them, okay? And it's those bad cops that give them a bad name. The police are given submissions that are unconstitutional or wrong. We're trying to reform that. But foreign global is trying to cause a civil war. We're not having any part of that. But I'll be honest with you. If you're not getting the backing, and there's Black Lives Matter, and the Democratic Party's inside, and Black Lives Matter and the communists are trying to knock the fence down, if I was the cops, I'd just walk off.
Right.
I mean, quite frankly, because there's the people launching this horde against you. They're in there stealing stuff, diverting them off onto you. And I was just saying, go have at it, man.
Right, and they have the people who are the movement, right, on stage. They didn't have any family members of the fallen police officers speaking out last night. It wasn't about that at all. It was about catering to a certain group.
But if they'd have brought, imagine if they'd have had both groups together.
Right.
See, if I was a Democrat and I was trying to bring people together, I would have the folks that had died wrongly or questionably and the police that had died wrongly and questionably, and I'd have them come together. That'd
right.
Be genius.
How can they come together? But that's not what they're about. And then they've got Eric Holder, Madeleine Albright, and then, of course, Bill Clinton, who was the rotten cherry on top of the sundae of speakers there. But it's just the whole...
Did he not look like something out of a zombie movie?
I got to give David Knight a round of applause for even just sitting through that entire... I had to shut it off.
People ask why I didn't go. I cannot be around Democrats.
It's just like,
and I can't have a bunch of pasty white people with, you know, racist folks jumping in my face, spitting at me, telling me I'm racist.
Right. Well, and that's the thing with the Black Lives Matter protests, when they're like, all the white people get in the back. It's like the majority of the people there were white. You know, but
yeah, they're there to support the movement, and then you're spitting on them.
They don't want you there. They think you're scum, filth. They can't wait to rule over you and dominate you. It's not about
the same mindset as the Ku Klux Klan. People are people, and you can have a bunch of dumb black racists, you can have a bunch of dumb white racists, and it's just the more ignorant people are, the more racist they are. I mean, it's a fact. And look, everything you're hearing is the opposite of Martin Luther King. I'm going to skip this break, too, because I want to get to Jason and Sean and Patrick and Chris and John. Last break I'm skipping today, and then we're going to be into hour number 26 soon. I mean, 2 hours in with 26 hours left. This is a 28-hour live broadcast, Operation Sleeping Giant, and you can go to Infowars.com/giant to find the video feed, because when this four-hour radio TV show ends, we're going to be basically commercial-free with a bunch of special guests and more right through until tomorrow when the show kicks back on again live. So it's going to be live until tomorrow at 3 p.m. Infowars.com/giant. Tell everybody to go there. Big live coverage of the dictatorship being set up with Queen Hillary. Infowars.com/giant. Now, I got to ask this question. I'm going to Jason and John and Chris and Sean and Patrick and everybody else. Leanne, what do you think they're going to pull? She's sliding in polls internally. The numbers are, in some swing states, she's up to 10 points. Trump's up to 10 points ahead against Hillary. Things are degenerating quickly. They admit he's 5 to 10 points ahead already. What are they going to pull in your gut?
I hate to even be negative about this. I like to try to think positively about what I want to create in the world, but I've been saying this for months. I truly think if they lose the game here, they're going to do some sort of a false flag, and they're already setting up a boogeyman, Russia. And the media doesn't even question if there's no proof behind it. They're just like, oh yeah, they definitely, it was them. They hacked into it. They're the boogeyman. We've always been against them. Putin's this like mastermind who's just able to control things all over the globe, giving him all this credit, all this power. And no one's even questioning if that, you know, obviously I've talked to Margaret. She said they do actually have some really good hackers. So,
well, the point is that Russia has the will when our own government run by criminals is trying to overthrow their elections and trying to start a war. Russia's never got involved in modern times in our politics, but Russia knows we're run by globalists who have taken us over.
Right.
It's in their interest to let us know, hey, carbon taxes are to rip you off.
Right. And
thank God Russia did that. We'd have them right now.
Right. And Putin's coming out speaking in public right there on camera saying, Americans, your media is lying to you. They're telling you everything is safe out here. And World War III is right at your doorstep thanks to your government. And it's the same thing. The DNC.
Absolutely. Russia has three bases. Russia is trying to stop collapsing.
Yeah.
Russia is trying to just survive. They're not a threat. Communist China is a threat because the globalists are allied with it. China and the globalists are the threat. China and the globalists are the threats. China and the globalists are the threats. China and the globalists. Let me explain something, folks. We have foreign multinational banks that got 76% of the banker bailouts. Okay? We are wide open. We are a joke. These foreign banks will sell the same house 100 times. They will sell the loan 100 times in many cases. The average is like 25 times. It's total fraud. The globalists are an alien criminal world government system. And by alien, I mean outside of America, at war with nation states. And Putin has come out when the hacks came out 6 years ago that the Russians did do. They hacked the UN in East Anglia with over 1,000 universities coordinating fraudulent thermometer readings. Okay? Jacking numbers up because the earth started cooling. It stopped heating 20 years ago. It started cooling a decade ago. It's a fact. Total proof of the organized crime. Putin said it's a plan to bankrupt nation states. All Russia's got is its minerals and its oil and other systems it's selling to Europe. That gives Europe value. It keeps energy prices lower. The globalists don't want that competition. Russia doesn't dare sell its aerospace or technologies because it'll all be used against them. Okay? And so the issue here is this is some love fest with Russia. I've never been there, but I know the history of it. The point is that it was already taken over by the globalists and put under 80-something years of hell, and Russia still has mixed feelings about it all. There's different groups there, but Russia now has dialed into populism, dialed into the Renaissance, dialed into Alexander Solzhenitsyn and Alex Jones. I'm not bragging, and I'm not going to tell you the behind-the-scenes stuff, but just believe me, Russia's listening. And so is the UKIP is listening, and so is Donald Trump, okay? And I'm not going to sit there and brag and tell you behind-the-scenes stuff, but little birds, presidential nominees told me. That, no, I'm going to stop writing. Yeah, I said, is this off record? He says, no, it's not, but I'm not going to read this.
Baby birdies.
This stuff, if I said it, would just be a big news story. I mean, big, okay? So I'm just going to stop right there. But just understand, the spirit of 1776 that we represent is worldwide. That doesn't mean America's going to run Russia or China or South Africa or Germany. It means the idea of the Renaissance and the open free society. We have the truth. We have the weapon. We have the light in the dark. We have what empowers, which is you. And you can look at the evil of the DNC leadership. Those are evil people who all hate each other. They're turned over to evil. And I saw a lot of goodness in people's eyes, a lot of love, a lot of passion, a lot of Americana in the people of every race, color, and creed I saw at the RNC. I mean, Leanne, what was the spirit like there? Then I'm going to your calls, I promise.
It was absolutely wonderful. I loved meeting so many different people, and they were so proud to come up and be like, I'm a black man, I'm voting for Trump. Heck yes, I'll speak on camera. You know, or Hispanics coming up to us and saying, we want to let people know that there are a lot of us out there. We're not ashamed to do this. We're not even
I get it all. And it's not just because they were there. It's not just because they went to that. It's all over Austin.
Right. No, I mean, it's everywhere. And I think that that's kind of a key point, is the Democrats really are pushing for collectivism and putting us in these groups. And they want everyone to say, oh, well, you belong to this group and that group and your group. So rather than acknowledging
which is racism,
individualism, they don't want us to be individuals because groups are easier to control.
They want to make us all uncomfortable so we don't associate with each other. Just forget all the uncomfortable crap. We got red blood. We want freedom. It's over. Thank you, Leanne.
Thank you.
All right, I'm going to go to your calls now. I have a lot of calls the next hour with Bracken joining us. Leanne, you're doing a fabulous job. It's great to have you here with us. I just love our crew.
Hey, by the way, I've got Billy Corgan calling, Skyping in at midnight tonight. He's going to be taking people's calls. Super pumped.
Is it midnight or 11?
Well, I'm going on at 10. I'm from 10 to 2, but I mean, we've got Sandeo coming on. Rob Dew is going to be there co-hosting with. We got a full thing for you.
By the way, Billy Corgan has a lot of courage to come on. Every other rock star I get on, they give him hell. I know they've given him hell. And you know what Billy Corgan said? Big red, white, and blue middle finger. And we don't mean the red, white, and blue of the globalists using us for imperialism. We mean the real red, white, and blue. We're taking that flag back.
Absolutely.
God bless you. All right, very exciting time to be alive right now. Operation Sleeping Giant now in full swing, almost 2 hours in the 28-hour broadcast. Have you spread the link? Infowars.com/giant. Little actions together move mountains. It's the little actions that are actually the biggest. Jason in Florida, you're on the air worldwide. Thanks for holding.
It's an honor to actually speak to you finally, Alex.
Good to talk to you, my friend.
Well, this is awesome. I can't believe I'm talking to you right now. Anyways, just want to let you know my background, my bloodline is Puerto Rican, Cuban, and Sicilian. I was born in New York. My father was born in New York. He's Cuban and Sicilian. My mother is Puerto Rican. I'm big-time Trump voter. I'm voting for Trump. My mother is, too. I'm still trying to get my father to go that way. I went to see Trump here in Tampa. That's where I live. It was awesome, truthful, and funny. All right, they're poisoning us. They're poisoning the air. They're poisoning the water, and they're poisoning the food. These chemtrails are out of control. I go outside to cut my grass, and I have to cover, you know, it's crazy. It's like 6, 7, 8, you know.
And they admit there's a secret geoengineering program going on. The aluminum levels are going up. Exactly. Why are we all fighting with each other? There's a whole shadow government screwing us over, and Trump wants to try to take it back.
Exactly. And I'm outside. And
I mean, don't we want a president in? Don't we want a president in that's an info warrior?
Yes, sir. And I'm outside. I have to cover my nose, my mouth, so I'm not breathing this crap in. I'm looking like I'm waging jihad on my lawn. All right? I want to say Monsanto. I think Trump's a touch on Monsanto, definitely. Hillary's tied with Monsanto. They give her money. You know, it's ridiculous. I mean, and this is...
Anything evil, she's involved in it. You just say, it's like Donald Rumsfeld. If it's evil, she's in it.
That's right. And I saw Clinton Cash last night. Awesome documentary. I challenge everyone to watch that and get your family to watch it as well. This is very important. I don't understand. I'm 31 years old. I don't understand what's wrong with some people in my generation, and they just don't see.
They're in a trance. They're in a trance. They think if they go with the system, that's what's cool and successful because it's the system. They don't know. You don't want to be in the system. It's designed to limit you and control you and ultimately kill you. God bless you from Florida, Jason. Thank you so much. Yeah, I mean, there's no choice here. Trump is somewhat unknown, you know. But I got to tell you, Hillary, we know what we're getting. You got to go against it. All right, John in Texas, Chris, Sean, Patrick, and others. Your phone calls are 70 seconds away. Hour number three is about to begin. Operation Sleeping Giant. Operation Sleeping Giant. Giant, 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 giant.